If you have your Bibles this morning, let us turn, if you will, to the Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 31. St. Luke 4, beginning at verse 31. The Bible reads this morning, "And came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Supporting scripture, John 4 and 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Supporting scripture, Psalms 51 and 10. The Bible reads, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The base of our thinking coming from Luke 4 and 33. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice. The basis of those verses this morning, look at your neighbor and ask them this question. What kind of spirit, do you have? What kind of spirit do you have? I find God to be able this morning. Anybody know he's an able God this morning? I wonder how many of you are coming here to worship and praise God this morning. Lift up his holy name. Glorify him for who he is and for what he is actually doing in our lives. The Lord is worthy this morning to be praised. And that is why we are here this morning. We are here to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. We propose a question to you this morning. What kind of spirit do you have? We tend to be experts on other people. We know they're good and they're bad and their goings and their comings, and we claim to even sometimes know what they're thinking. Well, a lot of times we don't give them an opportunity to express themselves. Hear a few words and we take it and we run with it. I heard someone say in Sunday school this morning that sometimes I can say things and people that may not be yoked with me, may not have and walk with God, may not understand where I'm coming from, and they'll take it out of context and they'll look at it in a whole different manner, and then before you know it, things are blown out of proportion. Sometimes you can say just small, simple things and you don't mean any harm. You're just sharing information. You might be trying to help somebody along the way, but people tend to take things very critical. They take things to heart. They take things in a way that seemingly like you don't care about them, or you are chastising them or persecuting them. But we got to understand that if we are to be believers in Christ, we can't be so thin-skinned. We got to understand that we have responsibilities to God. And we got to understand that if God, if Jesus Christ himself went through all the persecution and the talking and all the things that he suffered for us, what makes us think that we are not going to go through? It's not because of any of our merits or because of who we are that we are here this morning. We are here because God predestined that we would be in this place. He knew who would be here. He know where everybody else is. So don't need to wander and ponder where he is or where she is. Don't worry about that. Where are you? Because if there's one thing is that the world has a saying that your body is here with me, but your mind is where? Oh, I thought y'all knew something about that. It's good to know that I'm not in the house all by myself. It's good to know that we remember where we come from. Because you can be in one place, but your mind definitely can be somewhere else. I may be talking and you might hear a sound, but you're not registering. You're not trying to comprehend what I'm saying. Sometimes the people of God will put a wall block up. For whatever reason. Not only in the house of God, but in your house, you can find the same thing going on. As you walk along in the community, you can find the same thing going on. But God has blessed us to come together again as baptized believers, trusting that he will protect us and he will take care of us. He will do those things that need to be done. He is a supplier of all of our needs. And one thing about God is he is unchanging. He has promised us to go all the way. Isn't that a good thing to know? Is that God's going to go with you all the way? When you're doing good, he's going to go with you. When you're doing bad, he's going to go with you. When you don't have no money, he's going to go with you. When you find yourself in trouble, he's going to go with you. When you got peace in mind, he's going to go with you. I thank God for that promise. Because folk will tell you one thing and always do something else. People have a tendency to go as far as they want to go because they're going to do whatever they feel like they can get out of you. You see, I know this morning that it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that I am here today. I don't take it lightly but it's a blessing that comes from God. We must always remember that no matter how bad it is for us, that there's always somebody else in a worse condition than that you're in. There's always somebody else going through. There's always somebody that got some trials and some tribulations and some trouble. And the thing that we have to understand and remember is that people handle things in different ways. We have a different way of handling things. Some of us are stronger than others. Some of us can take more than others. We have some folk that can dish it out but can't take it. You know any folk like that? That they don't mind playing and joking with you, but when the shoe is on the other foot, they get wind in their jaws and they get an attitude and they begin to act un-Christian like. Anybody got any so-called friends like that? That in a minute they just snap on you. We got to look at the reality of life and where we are. We deal with people. People are different. We think different. We act different. We can sing at the same time, but we can't all talk at the same time. We can read the same sentence and you might get one thing out of it. I might get something else out of it, but that doesn't mean I'm right or you're right. We got to sit down every now and then and reason one with another. One thing about it is you don't have to reason and debate about the word of God because your perception of it or my perception of it does not make it change. It is what it is. How many of us know that God blessed us and looked beyond our fault and began to supply our every need? So now if God can look beyond my fault and bless my soul, then why can't God look beyond your fault? God has stepped in and did the things that needed to be done in our lives. And I know that he'll do the same thing for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. We understand that we are all blessed by the best, and God has no respect of persons. God blesses the just as well as the unjust. We have a tendency to have respect of persons because we have that type of love that has conditions. You got to do it under these conditions. You got to deal with me under these conditions, but we got to learn how to just let go and let God be in control. God is as God does. He doesn't change. The word has not changed. He is a spirit, the creator of the heavens and the earth. It is he that spoke the word with power and said, let there be, and there was and is. He made us in his own image from the dust of the ground and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And we became living souls. We are his most precious and special creation, but because of disobedience, we disappointed God by allowing sin to enter the world. Ever since that day, man has stood in the need of prayer. Then think about it. After God gave man a second chance, in time, sin still abounds to the point to where we know that the world is still going to be destroyed again. Not by water this time, but it's said by fire. That's why it's important for us to also be able to have a clear answer of a personal question. What kind of spirit do you have? The Bible declares that every man, every woman got to work out his own soul salvation. So that tells me that you got to stop pointing the finger at other folk. You got to stop trying to find the blame in other folk and start taking on some responsibilities for your own actions. The seeds that you've sown are going to be the ones that you are going to reap. You can't get by in life doing folk wrong all the time and criticizing and persecuting and backstabbing and it never come back on you. The same thing you throw out, eventually it's going to come back home. Watch your mouth sometimes. I've been told a whole lot of times I talk too much. I'm not the only one. But those of you that know me, you see I'm still talking. God gave me this mouth. And then he realized, you're going to talk so much, I'm going to give you something to say. Now, I don't always say everything God would have me to say. Anybody else in here do that? Let me know I'm not in here by myself. Anybody in here depending on God to help them along the way? What kind of spirit do you have? Spirit. Spirit means the soul, life, will, and thought of man. Regarded as separate, hallelujah, from matter. Biblically, it is in three references. Spirit is in of humans, the spirit of good and evil, and the spirit which is our comforter, the Holy Spirit. We read in the Gospel of St. John. John tells us God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It is important that men worship the Father whom the Son came to declare. We should be careful to take the right approach when we worship God. You see, sometimes we worship God in the wrong spirit. Sometimes we even pray to God in the wrong spirit. God said, I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. But sometimes we ask God for things that we know God might not even want us to have. God is a spirit. He is spirit. And because of his spirit, we have our being. If it was not for the spirit of God moving inside of me, I could not move. If it wasn't for the spirit of God, I couldn't open up my mouth. It's been said that in the worst of us, there is some good. And then on the other hand, in the best of us, there is some bad. Our salvation this morning is based on the belief that we have in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Salvation is not dependent upon your goodness. Not dependent upon your good works. Not dependent upon what office you hold in the church house. Not dependent upon how much money you pay in the church house. Not dependent upon how many times you've been over backwards to help your family and your friends. For if you didn't do it out of love, the Bible says you wasn't doing nothing anyway. You got to understand that if you do something for somebody, you ought to do it because you love them. Anybody in here know somebody that loved them? Anybody glad to be loved this morning? Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you.
You ought to find a time in your life where you ought to be able to let God be your God. But every now and then, you got to understand that you are struggling with that flesh that you have on the inside. You see, I already told you that God formed us from the dust of the ground and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we became living souls. And even though I'm a living soul, I found out in life that I just don't do everything right. Anybody in here got some right and got some wrong in their life? Anybody know that there's a battle going on with the flesh and the spirit? The way Paul puts it, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consider to the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. Hallelujah, Jesus. But the evil which I would not, I do. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. But I did find a law that when I would do good, evil is always present. Anybody out ahead of every care and the opportunity to win, you're trying to do the right thing. And you have to, God, help me to do the right thing. But the devil is always somewhere in the midst. I stopped by to tell somebody, you better check your spirit this morning. Don't worry about how somebody else is acting. Worry about how you're going to act. How do you act in the house of God? You got to learn how to let go and let God. You got to learn that God is on your side this morning. God has power in his word. The word of God can change some things. When your spirit don't want to act right, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I thank God this morning that I heard about a man called Jesus. Everybody ought to know Jesus for themselves. But the Bible tells me that there was an occasion found in the book of Luke where Jesus was down in Capernaum, a city down below Galilee. He was teaching the people down in the synagogue. They were astonished at his doctrine. They were amazed at how he taught them. You see, Jesus was the master teacher. It wasn't necessarily what he said, but it was how he said it. God had power in what he had out of his mouth. If you know God this morning, you can have that same power. I can open up my mouth and talk, but I don't have any power unless it comes from the Lord thy God. I found out by myself that it wasn't all about me. I found out that it wasn't about how I open up my mouth. Wasn't about how I live. Wasn't about where I work. Wasn't about what I drive. Wasn't about where I live. But I found out, Stick, that it's all about Jesus. It's about the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning sun. And I found that even in the house of God, even when you try to do the right thing, the devil is always present. He'll always try to mess things up. When you look here, when Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, the Bible said there was a man that had a devilish spirit. He was full of demons. But the Lord our God came along, and the devil said unto him, let us alone. What do we have to do with you? We don't have any association with you. Did you come to destroy us? Did you come to get rid of us? But I thank God for Jesus. For with power and authority, the Lord God opened up his mouth. And the Bible said, hold thy peace. Come up out of him. In other words, be quiet. You're talking just a little too much. You got to tell that devil to get thee behind you. When the devil tells you, you cannot have it, tell the devil to be quiet. You see, in Jesus' day, there were demons all around. A demon ain't nothing but one that goes against the will of God. You see, the devil got a whole lot of folk walking around doing his job. Don't you know we got some drama queens? We got some troublemakers. And every time you turn around, it's one thing or another. Every time you turn around, they take a little thing and blow it way out of proportion. But I thank God that if you got the word of the Lord down on the inside, you can be just like Jesus. Open up your mouth. Tell the devil you're a liar and the truth is not in you. this joy that I have, you can't have my joy. You can't have my peace. You can't have my child. You can't have nothing that I got. I'm going to take back what the devil tried to steal from me. I'm going to take back everything that he thought he had. But I find the word of God that they got so amazed at the way the Lord God was speaking. God has power because he is a spirit. We got to learn this morning how to trust the power of God. Not if there's anybody in the house that is fighting with a bad spirit. Flesh just don't want to act right. Won't let your spirit tell you to do the right thing. In your mind, you got a will to do the right thing. But you just can't find out the right method. That I would do, I do not. That I want to do, I don't know how to do. But I found in the word of God that I can do it if I trust God. Well, I found out that I had a bad spirit that was down on the inside. The good spirit and the bad spirit are in battle with one another. So if I want my spirit to be renewed, I gotta be like David. When David said, have mercy upon me, oh God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy mercies, blot out my transgression, wash me from all of my sin, acknowledge my transgression, I sin against you, and I gotta get things right. Ever since I came out of my mama's womb, I've been dealing with sin. But I need to be washed up, and I can't get washed by myself. So I'm going in the word of God. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. When you look down on my flesh, you might see a nasty rag. But when you look in my heart, you'll find love. You'll find joy. You'll find peace. You'll find happiness. I got a spirit down on the inside. And every now and then, the wheel gets to turn it. And it work on the outside. Sometimes you get criticized. Sometimes you get pushed aside. But stand your ground. This joy that I have, I'm going to serve God anyhow. What kind of spirit do you have? I give you my answer, Sharon. I got a godly spirit. On my flesh, I've fallen short sometimes. Been down in the mud. But while I was down there, I had a little talk with the Lord. And the Lord heard my cry. I got up and started to praise him. I said, come and magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise him. Let us rejoice about him. Let us tell somebody that he is our king. Do you know the Lord made a way out of no way? What kind of spirit do you have? I got a fire heart spirit. God is able. God is able to change you. All you have to do is ask him. Create in me a clean heart. That I might not sin against God. Renew a right spirit in me. See, stop worrying about your neighbor. Now, I asked you to look at your neighbor because of the way I had the question word. But now, turn around to yourself. See, don't worry about what kind of spirit your neighbor got, because you can't change it no how. But what kind of spirit do I have? Do I have a loving spirit? Do I have a forgiving spirit? Do I have an understanding spirit? Or do I have that spirit that's full of the flesh, that's filthy before God? You see, that demon that Jesus talked to, the Bible says it was an unclean spirit. So in order to get clean, you got to go to the word of God and tell the word to wash you, to cleanse you, and to make everything all right. And I guarantee you, if you try him, he'll do just what you need him to do. I'm wondering if there are any witnesses in this house that have tried God for yourself. And you know you was a wretch undone. Know you done some things out of his will. But God stepped in your life and he gave you a new direction. He made some changes in your life. And you don't look at things the way that you're used to. See, one thing about Christianity and being a child of God, you got to grow in this thing. You know, I get tickled sometimes at new converts that think they can save the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go ahead. Keep on knocking on doors. Keep on running up in folks' face, trying to tell them what they ought to do. All you got to do is walk in the front of them with your light shine. And if you're going to do anything to draw or help them, you don't have to open your mouth. Your walk. Your walk in your spirit. It will do the drawing. And it'll let them know whose side you're on. See, I don't have to walk around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I just got another thought. See, the Lord, in the latter part of the lesson, his authority was questioned by the very folk that had seen him do miraculous things. You see, sometimes folk want you to prove to them, who said that you got the authority to tell me what I can or cannot do? Well, let me tell you something. I don't have any authority until I'm in the spirit. I don't have any authority until I say what's in the word of God. Now, my opinion of the word of God, the way I look at it, that don't have authority. That's me. But when you go straight to the word, and the word says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Take that and do something with it. What kind of spirit? What kind of spirit do you have? Oh, we got to check our spirits for our chapel. I've been watching you. You're getting slack. You're sitting back. I see choir members. He ain't up there. It tells me you didn't go to rehearsal. Hallelujah. Some of you got good reasons. Some of you have no reason. It's time to get the house back in order. There was a time you were excited about coming together. And the choir was doing a masterful job. Practicing every week. Now you want to sit down and practice when you get ready. That's going to stop. That's going to stop. Don't start nothing. You can't keep up. You come to the church and ask, can we do? Then you do it as long as you feel like doing it. What kind of spirit do you have? See, I thank God for this spirit. Our good time man realized we don't have a drummer this morning. So then nobody asked him. But his spirit said, go beat the drum. Because I can do without the good time this morning. You got to have a spirit and the initiative to go ahead and do what you know needs to be done. When you're going to grow up. We cannot do in the house of God the way we want to do. We got to do it decently and in order. And if you got the right spirit, where you don't understand it at first, by and by, you will understand it better. Sing to a squad. What kind of spirit do you have? Hallelujah.